and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members that of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You will see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session while the report itself is in open. If there is an item you wish to discuss the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you would wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. So, with that said, are there any declarations of interest?
None, Chair.
Yeah, none. Just item number three, the action sheet from the previous meeting, pages 1, 2, and 3. Just get a proposer and a seconder for the action sheet, please. Proposed by Councillor Cairns and seconded by Councillor Hannah. Oh yes, I beg your pardon. Miss, is there any apologies? I have an apology from Councillor Galbraith. Councillor Hanlon, you're looking to come in.
Yes, thanks, Chair. Just on the action sheet there, on minute reference ERT 034, just looking an update on the events working group, and is there any progress with getting it set up?
Chair, yeah, we received all our nominations for the group towards the end of last week, and I think a date has been penciled in, and I think invites are not out yet, but it's towards the end of the month.
Okay, so item number four is to agree start times for ERT meetings 2026 to 2027. That's outlined there in the paper. Could I get a proposer and a seconder, please?
Chair, happy to propose dates and times as listed.
Proposed by Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Ruan. Okay, so moving on to item number five, which is ERT business plans, and Connor's going to take this one.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. The report sets out the review of last year's business plan and the business plan going forward. I'll not go through in detail each of the business plans, but they're set out in the appendices. And the recommendation is to approve the assessment of the ERT business plan for 25-26 and to approve the ERT business plan for 26-27. So happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Chair. Just in relation to the jobs promoted through the business startup activity, do we have a breakdown on how many jobs were full-time, part-time, permanent, temporary, or zero-hours contract? Do we have any breakdown for that?
Thanks. So the jobs promoted through business startup activity, that's our delivery against our statutory indicator. Those jobs, term jobs promoted, is arrived at through utilisation of a ratio for jobs created upon each business plan that is developed through the programme. It's a ratio that has been completed across all councils for arriving at their statutory jobs, their statutory jobs promoted, as outlined in legislation, so we don't have a breakdown beyond the figure that is presented in the
any other questions on item 5? Get a proposer and a seconder. Proposed by Councillor Andrews. Seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. So, item number 6 is Consumer Trade Shows 26 to 27. I think Amanda's going to take this one.
Members, the paper set out this evening sets out a number of consumer and trade events that we would attend throughout the year. There are events that we would attend most years, and it's our opportunity to engage with trade operators in order to showcase the district and to operate with, to engage with those operators in efforts to secure a higher representation of tourism visits to the area. The details set out in the report and the recommendation is there for members is to approve participation in the tourism and tourism trade and consumer shows outlined in section 2.1 of the.
Thanks very much, Chair. And as I say, thanks so much for the paper. And I've always been a firm advocate of the council getting out there and showcasing so much that our district from outside Sinfields and Newtown has offers. So, and you've listed plenty of events and venues to do this, and I'm happy to support the recommendations that are before us for the session this evening, especially Holiday World in Dublin, Rivonia, Amanda Stalls, the Fuff folks and Newry Morning Day Stalls. Very good. Good work. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. So that was a proposal. Can I get a seconder for that as well, please? Councillor Rowland, second. Okay, so item number 7 is the Peace Plus report. I think that one's going to be taken by Amanda as well.
Members, this report sets out 2 items this evening. Section 2.1 sets out projects that have now been approved under the Peace Plus partnership to proceed to procurement. And there is 3 of those projects that require approval here this evening, and those business cases seeking approval from members is attached under the appendix of this report. Second item then is outlined at section 2.2, and it is to inform members that we have actually submitted a bid to SEUPB for additional funding, which we hope would be successful. And if successful, we will have a deadline to spend that funding up until the end of September. That detail is set out in section 2.2. The recommendations then for members is to approve the business cases that are attached to the appendix of this report, to note the minutes of the Peace Plus partnership, which took place in May 2026, and to note the submission of a bid for additional funding for summer programmes.
Thanks, Chair. I'm happy enough to propose the recommendations that are tabled before us and the all 7 from the partnership meeting, so it's good to see it coming to this. Yes, the judges so happy to propose.
Thank you. Could I get a seconder for that as well? Thanks, Mr. Hammond. And are there any matters arising, questions in relation to the business case attached or no? Right, so item number 8. Is deemed to be. I beg your pardon. Sorry. Item number 8 is the Rural NI Policy Consultation, and this one's going to be taken by Amanda also.
So, members, DERA have been engaging with a range of stakeholders on the development of a new rural policy. Some detail of that policy is set out in section 2.1 of this report. Council and officers have been engaging with the department about their proposal. One of the proposals of interest to us is their proposal around local partnerships and the establishment of local partnerships. And DERA in their policy are outlining that they see a role for councils in the formation and implementation of these partnerships. The detail still has to be agreed yet, and we are working closely with the department as they shape their thinking around that. Part of the proposal, DERA have opened up a consultation. We have responded to that consultation as per the deadline, which was a week ago. So we have tabled that this evening for members, and we are seeking council submission of that response to the department's consultation on their draft policy.
Thank you, Amanda. I get a proposer and a seconder on item 8 then. Happy to take any questions as well. Yeah, do we have any questions in the chamber before we take a question online? Go ahead, Councillor Lee Serdinger.
Thank you, Chair. Basically, I welcome DRA and liaising with councils to help formulate a rural policy. In the report, it states council officers across several departments that the RTHC helped to coordinate a response. I'm just being nervous, I suppose, but may I ask, how was the response coordinated? Thank you.
Councillor, the AORT officers within AORT and AHC have been engaging with the department on the formation of their policy, and the response was coordinated between those officers, having engaged with the department as they have been developing their policy and then widening up their engagement with other stakeholders. It was coordinated through those officers who have been to Department of
Food
work on
their
new policy.
Thank you.
Are you satisfied with that, Councillor?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, so proposer and a seconder then for item 8. Councillor Rand.
Well, I'm happy to second it. If no one else in the chamber.
So, item 9 is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Okay. Sorry. In committee, the following item, it was agreed. Item 9, Sustainable Tourism Network. On the proposal of Councillor Hannah, seconded by Councillor Andrews, it was agreed to approve the business case procurement and appointment of a facilitator to deliver the Mourne Bullion Strangford Sustainable Tourism Network programme of work over a 2-year term. So items number 10 and 11 are for noting. Number 10, Cross McGlen Improvement Plan. Item number 11, LET Grants Revive and Reimagine. Does anybody have any questions or want to raise anything on either of those two items? Mr. Quinn, yep. Sorry, go ahead.
No, just on the Cross and Glen Improvement Plan, I just want to thank the Clare Loughran and all the facilitators for coming out to Cross to provide that engagement with the community. It was very well appreciated. And I know that from the plans that are in place, it's going to be a fantastic project. So I'm just looking forward to all the engagement and everything that comes out of the recommendations.
Thanks very much, Councillor Quinn. If there are no other questions, could I get a proposer and a seconder to note items 10 and 11, please? Councillor Quinn and Councillor Andrews. Okay, thank you very much, folks.